Should parents pay for a state-required physical exam for new students entering a public school in Alaska? That was the question raised by a member of Petersburg School Board this summer. KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
Alaska statute requires each school district to, quote, provide for and require a physical examination of every child attending school in the district, unquote. The law requires that exam, for the most part, to be performed by a physician when the child is entering school. An opinion from attorney Alan Clendaniel this month says while no court has ruled on the issue, he thinks that law means the district is responsible for the cost of that exam. However, Petersburg Superintendent Rob Thomason told the board that no schools in Alaska are shouldering that cost.
To make a long story short, there are 54 school districts in the state of Alaska. 53 of them have kindergarten. One of them does not, Mount Edgecombe. Of the 53 who do have kindergarten, not one district pays for the required health physical of a kindergartner. It is the attorney's opinion, based on the current language of the law, that school districts should be paying for those.
The attorney's opinion noted that the language has been in statute prior to statehood, and that the original 1953 territorial law even provided funding of $2.50 per pupil to help pay for exams. That's a long way from the cost of a checkup these days, and it was an issue for board member Sarah Holmgren. She said she'd recently took her kid in for a physical, but was reluctant to pay.
I dragged my heels because I kept waiting to hear what was going to happen on this, but now I got to fork over $120+ to pay for this. And they didn't do anything that the school district doesn't do already. It's a waste of money for both the parent as well as the school district.
Holmgren was referring to health screening already performed by the nurse at the local elementary school. She did not want to require a separate physician's exam if it was not necessary.
Do we have any new students or incoming kindergartners that have not done it yet? And what do we do now?
Yeah.
And I would be inclined to say, I don't think we have a leg to stand on to make them require it. Mm-hmm. Unless we turn around and reimburse them, and it's whether we want to go through that.
Board member Don Ware was worried about setting a precedent if the district did cover the costs for anyone not getting an exam for their kid. And board member Cheryl File thought of another solution.
Cheryl, it would be nice if our nurse could do it.
Yeah.
If they could change it to where the school nurse could do it. Mm-hmm. That would be...
That'd be the easy answer.
Mm-hmm.
For school districts that have nurses. Now you have...
Right.
Some that don't. So they actually need a variety of options to get this requirement met. It might be a school nurse. It might be a community health nurse. It mm-hmm. might be a village clinic.
Mm-hmm.
That's Superintendent Thomason responding. He asked for direction from the board whether Petersburg schools should take on that cost or seek a change in state law. Some districts in the state do rely on a nurse to provide exams as a temporary measure if no physician is immediately available or if a parent is not compliant. That's according to Mary Bell, a school health nurse consultant in the state's Division of Public Health.
I actually hear from school districts quite a bit about this statute. It definitely has some challenges. There were not regulations that were written. It's an older statute. It's been on the books for a while. And so we're aware of the challenges, we're looking at clarifying some of them.
Petersburg's board ultimately directed the superintendent to tackle the issue on three fronts. Those are coming up with a solution for any current students who have not complied with the exam requirement, seeking a possible change in state law during the upcoming legislative session, and putting forth a resolution before the Alaska Association of School Boards. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.